Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
The youth are rising!
No more compromising!
The youth are rising!
No more compromising!
Para sa ilang miyembro ng grupo ng mga aktivistang ito para sa kalikasan at klima, ang eleksyon ay sakto sa kritikal na panahon. Ang School for Strike for Climate Movement ay nakilala noong 2019 at unti-unting lumalakas ang boses matapos sa mga bushfire at pagbaha sa Australia ng mga nakalipas sa taon. Isa ang 19-anyos na si Varsha Yajman sa mga nag-uorganisa. Nagtatrabaho na siya ngayon bilang paralegal sa Sydney, ngunit patuloy pa rin ang kanyang pagtulong sa advokasya.
I'm really excited, but I think there's also a lot of pressure because it's the first time that a lot of people from my generation are able to vote. And it feels like so much of the burden is on us to make the quote-unquote right choice and make the proper choice that is going to give us a safe future. We're already burdened with so much responsibility, but we don't want to exacerbate that in the future.
Ang kapwa climate advocate na si Neve O'Connor-Smith na nakabase sa Melbourne, hindi nakikitaan ng linaw ang mga polisiya ng gobyerno.
I sit here and be like, I don't know what my future looks like. They don't represent what I want and they don't represent like what young people want. Like, I don't see anything in any of their policies that is actually going to help me long term or like build community around me and help other young people like me you know, build a future.
Sa isang training pitch naman sa kanlunan ng Sydney, hindi masyadong iniintindi ng ibang manlalaro ang parating na halalan.
I'd have to say I know Labor and Liberal, that's, I'm pretty sure Scott Morrison's Liberal. Yeah, that's all I know, yeah, to be honest.
You see what you see on like social media and stuff, so I'm probably just going to end up making my decision based on what I'm seeing on the internet at the time. I haven't really put too much thought into who I'm going to vote for, but when the time comes, I'll do my research and see how I feel about whichever party.
Sa bandang timog naman ng Sydney na Sutherland Shire, matatagpuan ang Karanala Aboriginal Corporation na isang center para sa lokal na komunidad ng Indigenous people. Ang center ay nakadepende sa mga tumutulong na youth worker, gaya ng 19-anyos na si Tameka Lee Fitzgerald na naniniwala na hindi prioridad ng malalaking partido ang boto ng mga kabataan.
Yeah, I think there could be more to do with youth around Australia, whether that be Indigenous or not. I do tend to think that politicians focus more on middle age rather than youth, but...
Sa Perth, ang lokal na komunidad ng Tigrayan ay matagal nang isinusulong na kondinahin ng gobyerno ang pamahalaan ng Ethiopia sa mga umano'y war crimes sa nasabing bansa. Ang 18 taong gulang na nag-aaral ng biomedical science sa si Noha Chihaye, napapanood ng gobyerno na tumayo laban sa Russia sa pananakop nito sa Ukraine, kaya dismayado siyang hindi ito ginagawa para sa Tigray.
I do wish in the future, whoever party does win the election, really just condemn the Ethiopian government for what's happening in Tigray. I've seen it's been done with Ukraine within a matter of, you know, 24 hours, but with Tigray it's been over 500 days.
Sa University of Queensland, ilang estudyante ang kinukonsidera ang iba't ibang issue na pagbabasihan ng kanilang boto.
Climate change, 100% climate change. And also I think housing prices and rent as well. Rent in the city in particular is actually crazy, and it's very stressful going in, trying to become like an adult and not knowing how much time I will need to actually buy a house and settle down.
Everyone who studies, you know, they study what they want to do, so it shouldn't be like they're kind of forcing people to choose different career paths just for like economic reasons. It should be, you know, study what you want to do, because you don't want to live your life working a job that you hate.
Ayon sa profesor ng politika sa Australian National University na si Dr. Jill Shepard, ang mandatong sistema ng pagboto sa bansa ay nagbubunsod sa mga malalaking partido na makaligtaan ang boto ng mga kabataan. Dagdag ditong hindi katakatakang walang amor sa sistemang politikal ang ilang unang beses na boboto.
I think it's the easiest job in the world for the parties to engage younger people, you know, more than they're doing now, because at the moment they're frankly doing nothing. All they have to do is speak to young people on terms that appeal to them. So talk about climate change, talk about access to education, talk about the problems faced by renters and people saving for their first homes. These are issues that the major parties seem scared to talk about because they will put off older voters and they have to face that risk.
Sa tala ng Australian Electoral Commission, sa pagkatapos ng Pebrero, mayroong mahigit 610,000 na Australianong naka-enroll sa pagboto na may edad 18 hanggang 20 anyos. Ayon sa tagapagsalita ng komisyon na si Ivan Ekinsmith, matapos na matawag ang eleksyon, may 7 araw na lamang para mag-enroll, kaya hinihikayat niyang gawin na ito sa lalong madaling panahon.
The message to anyone who is ever listening to us when we talk about enrollment is do it now. It's really easy. You can just go to aec.gov.au. It's a completely online form. You can do it on your mobile phone. It takes about 5 minutes.
Isang maikling panahon para sa kontribusyon sa proseso ng demokrasya sa Australia. Ang ulat na ito ay ginawa ni Thais OQC para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.